then we are good. Do I need to unmute anybody? No. Okay, so are we keeping everybody open or everyone's on lecture mode?
We want to do a Q&A at the end.
Right.
Like for the last 15 minutes or so?
It's all yours.
Hey, it's Stephanie Staples from YourLifeUnlimited.ca. Welcome to the 2014 CAPS Grow Your Business, Grow Your Life seminar series. I am super pumped, super excited to be on the phone today with Hugh Culver. Hugh, well, he has a great reputation in CAPS. You know him from many things. He's been doing the webinar series. I have very, very big shoes to fill. And now he's in the hot seat. He gets to be in the hot seat for the next hour. He's going to be sharing with us oodles of information about how to get off the road with multiple streams of income. If you aren't familiar with Hugh's work, let me tell you a little bit about him. He co-created the world's most expensive tours to the South Pole. How cool is that? He has started 5 companies, and he consults to TELUS, Shoppers Drug Mart, Red Cross, Bell, to name a few. He's got keynotes, courses, and events that teach and inspire leaders to create real results and a rich life. He's the author of Give Me a Break, The Art of Making Time Work for You. He has uncovered a few secrets in his years as a speaker and CSC, and he's going to share them with us today. Welcome to the call and the hot seat, Hugh Culver.
Hey, thanks, Stephanie. I'm pretty jazzed to be here, so I'm ready to go.
Excellent. Okay, well, let's start with a little bit about your journey, your story, how things started off for you.
Sure. Well, like a lot of people that might be on this call, you know, everything changes year by year as you start to learn more about the industry. But I came out of the adventure travel industry, kind of an unusual background, where at the age of 15, my oldest brother, Dan, was running a rafting company. And so I was weaned on adventure travel and very entrepreneurial type businesses where we did everything by ourselves, you know, using staff, of course. We had 35 employees during the summer, but we did everything by ourselves, you know, made our own rafts and, you know, printed our own brochures and handed them out and sealed the own envelopes. And so I helped run that company and make it successful until we sold it in 85. And then after a year of traveling the world, kayaking and skiing, I joined up with 3 partners, and we launched the first flights to the South Pole. So that was a really amazing experience where now I was dealing with millions of dollars and buying airplanes. And then what happened was I sold that company, or sold my shares in that company, went back to graduate school, and was invited to start training. And that led me on this journey where I started to work initially doing, you know, weekend workshops at universities and colleges. People were very interested in this whole success that I'd had in these different businesses. And then that evolved. And so I started to work with larger and larger corporations. But really for this conversation, what I want to talk about is what happened in the last 3 years, because, you know, I've been in this game now for well over 18 years. And the last 3 years were probably, in my mind, the most significant, because I would have to argue that the last 3 years is the first time I've really driven the ship. In other words, rather than chasing after keynotes here and there and speaking opportunities, which are great and lucrative and wonderful and have been really great for my family and for my, you know, wealth creation, it's really been driven by the customer. And the last 3 years, I shut down a pretty successful training company, and I decided to go on my own for a year. And so for the first time in many, many years, I was on my own. I've always had offices, but this is the first year without staff. And it was a remarkable experience. All I did was keynotes. I didn't do any other workshops. I didn't take on any big training projects, all these six-figure training projects that were so lucrative and wonderful. I didn't take them on. I just had a very simple business, which is I spoke on the main stage and did breakout concurrence. And I went that year from doing 90 events a year, which was my regular routine, to 45, which is what I've maintained ever since. I also wrote and published my book, Give Me a Break, which has gone on to be extremely lucrative for me, very successful, and really powerful marketing tool and negotiating tool. Plus, it's earned me a lot of money. It's now in its second printing. I also went on 3 amazing adventures with my family that year. I also trained for and I won the world's longest endurance race that year, which is the Yukon River Quest, longest endurance race on rivers. I only worked about 9 months that year. The other 3 months I spent just basically taking care of myself and my family and reading and writing. And I also doubled my net income. So it was a huge eye-opener. And I would have to suggest that it made me realize also all the mistakes that I've been making. And one of the biggest mistakes that I've been making in the past was I simply was trading hours for dollars. And so I was really no different than a well-paid carpenter. You know, someone would call me up, they say, hey, can you come and speak? And I would jump on an airplane, go off, and I'd speak, and they'd pay me, and nothing ever came of it. You know, for some people on this call, they may want to go deeper and do lots of training, but I wasn't interested in that. It just doesn't fit my desires, my personality, where I'm at in life. And so based on that business model, I have to keep going, finding more and more and more. And so 3 years ago started me on a completely different path.
Well, you know what? It sounds like it wasn't accidental. It was intentional and purposeful and deliberate. And I think that's a great way to look at our business instead of just letting it happen to us. Who doesn't want to be the driver?
Yeah.
Of us?
Right. It wasn't accidental. However, I would have to say, though, that in the last 3 years, I've probably also done, well, I know I have done far more learning about how this business of being an expert actually can work. Again, you know, as someone that really just did training and speaking, I really was oblivious. I kind of ignored the whole blogging world and podcasting world and multiple streams of income, and I just thought that was for somebody else. And now I'm kind of in love with the whole new business model. So what I wanted to talk about today was what I've now created with my business. And I just want to preface by saying, you know, it really is a work in progress, and I'm fine with that. Like, it's a work in progress. And I have a particular goal, which I've written about in one of my recent blogs. The blog was called 1460. You know, and my goal is that in the remaining 1460 days until I turn 60, is that I'm going to complete this project. And after I turn 60, then that's it. I'm shutting it down. And I'm going to reduce the volume of all the activities I do. But in the remaining 1460, and by the way, I'm now at 1417.
Counting.
Exactly. I just think it's exciting to have this milestone. Some people might think I'm completely, you know, kind of driven and crazy, but it's really important to me that I am extremely effective with the time that I spend on this business, because I've got lots of other things I love to do in my life. So what I wanted to share with you today was three questions that I think everybody should be asking themselves. And then what I wanted to do was to go through the seven income streams that we've now created. Having said that this is a work in progress, but I'm pretty proud of where we've gotten to so far. And then I want to open the line to questions, because I think the real value in this call is going to come from people asking how can they do it themselves, or what part could they do, or sharing where they're at right now. How's that sound?
Absolutely. Yep, that sounds great. No need for us all to start from ground zero. That's a beautiful thing about CAP. So bring it on.
Exactly. So I would say one of the pivotal moments for me in the last 3 years was right after I wrote my book. And I want to share it with you, because it really did open my eyes and change my thinking dramatically. Because, you know, if the people listening to this webinar, whether they're listening to it live or as a recording, of course, I'm going to assume that they are educating themselves all the time. They are either listening to podcasts, they're reading blogs, they're going to events, but they are investing in education. Super, super important, just like listening to this webinar. And one of the things that, of course, I'd been hearing about was multiple streams of income, but it wasn't until this one day that I really, really got it. What happened was I had I was preparing for a keynote just like I had probably 2,000 times before. The only difference was that I had a box of books with me. So my book had been delivered to my office, and we, you know, hauled them all up the stairs, parked them in the office. And I was now off to my first keynote with a box of books. And quite frankly, I had no idea what to do with it. Like, I've never done back of room sales. And so for me, a big victory was a standing ovation. I had no idea about making more money. In fact, I think I actually had sort of some funny misgivings or peculiar thoughts around it in terms of I'm being paid very well already, so who am I to ask for more money? So I had this weird, you know, which is totally dysfunctional, because obviously that's going to get in the way of me asking for the sale. But I got up on stage. I made a couple of jokes about having a book at the back of the room. I held up my book. I said I wanted to read a little part, so I read a little part from the book that I thought was appropriate as I closed the keynote. I did my closing keynote thoughts like I always do, and then I grabbed my laptop and I walked to the back of the room. And there was this bizarre flurry. I mean, I can still feel it emotionally. There was this flurry of traffic to the back of the room, and I thought, What is going on? Like, what is, have they got a complaint? And all these people came and bought my book, and I was completely unprepared. Like, they were handing me 20s. I didn't even tell them the price. This is a funny thing I've learned, by the way. You could be at a conference, hold up a book, and everybody knows they're 20 bucks. Like, right. So these people just handed me 20 bucks. People were picking up books from the pile because I couldn't get to these people in time. They just threw 20 bucks on the table and walked away and said thanks. And I'm madly trying to sign my name, and of course I'm trying to write something nice to everybody, so of course I'm going way too slowly, and I was doing everything wrong. People were holding up credit cards. I had no way of taking credit cards. So I went back to my hotel room that night, and I called my family, and I got one of my daughters on the phone, and I said, do you know what I'm looking at right now? And my daughter said, no, Dad, like, what are you looking at? And I said, I'm looking at $1,000 on my bed.
Yeah.
I just, like,
that's such a good feeling.
$1,000 on my bed. You know, now keep in mind, I get paid very well to be a speaker, and to get $1,000 on top of that was like the juiciest tip I've ever received.
Gosh.
And it all happened in 15 minutes. And my eyes just went huge. I just thought, this is what I've been missing out on. This is what people have been talking about, is if we can repurpose our expertise and if we can make something available to people that helps to solve their problem, then we've got an amazing win-win. So here are the three questions I want everybody to be thinking about on this call. Now, I want you to write these down, because I think these can totally change your income, your wealth creation, but also how you serve people. So the first question is, where do you want to be in 3 years? The first question, like, where do you want to be in 3 years? And to me, this is a huge question to be asking myself. So because even though I teach this stuff, I don't normally plan very far ahead. I usually plan like 1 year. So where do you want to be in 3 years? So, you know, in my case, in 3 years, I'll be, what, 59, right? So this is a really big question. And part of that question I'm going to ask you is, are you thinking that you're going to have a company to sell, or are you thinking you're going to have a company that creates cash flow? Because those two are very different. So even though I've been involved with selling two companies in the past, I knew, and I've known for quite a long time, that my company is never going to be for sale. It's me. The company is me. And as much as I tried for a number of years to create a, quote, training company with staff and all sorts of contractors, I realized that people could reproduce what I created in a flash, right? So there was nothing magical with what I created. I've never created amazing proprietary products that, you know, are going to be sold by the millions. And so I just realized that my company is for cash flow, and I'm totally okay with that. Even though I've sold two companies in the past, I'm totally okay with the fact that my company is for cash flow. And in fact, it helps me to be strategic, knowing that that's what the company is for. Of course, I want the satisfaction of serving people, and I want to work with great people. I get all that. But at the same time, my company is for cash flow. And so the more cash flow I get every year, the more I can invest it. And those investments are what's going to create my wealth. And by the way, if people have not done this, and I'm still on question number one here, but if they have not done it, you should have an annual net asset balance sheet that you put on Excel, and you should be looking at least quarterly, because at the end of the day, if your company is for cash flow, then that's really the only measure that counts, is what have you created as far as net asset wealth. Question number two, am I willing to do a bit of extra work now to create passive income for later? Because what I'm going to suggest will require a little bit of extra work. However, for me, the argument is pretty darn simple. If I put in a little bit of work now, I'm going to get some passive income that's going to go when I don't want to work. That's pretty amazing. So if I put in a little bit of work now and set up some systems, maybe create a little bit of products, I'm going to be getting income for doing nothing. And I think that after over 18 years in this game, I deserve that. And plus, if my products serve people, then it's a win-win. So question number two is, am I willing to do a bit of extra work now to create passive income for later? And then question number three is, what else do my clients need? So what else do they need? So sure, you're a speaker, you're a facilitator, you're a humorist, you're a trainer, whatever, you're an author, you're a coach, great. But what else do your clients need? Coaches are a great example. I think that most coaches miss the boat completely. I think that all they do is they trade dollars for hours for dollars. And I think there's always an opportunity to produce something else. You should have audio recordings. You should have online video, online training. You should have a manual. There should be something. You've got these people that you've worked so hard to secure. There's no reason why you shouldn't be able to serve them more with products. So the third question is, what else do my clients need? And nowadays, it's pretty easy to start to kind of reverse engineer what the opportunities are. Just go and look at people that are doing better than you and look at what they sell. And there's a pretty good chance that what they're selling makes the money. Otherwise, they wouldn't be selling it. You know, the old days of product pages are gone on websites. Like, you're wasting your time to put up a product page and expect people to go there and select something and give you money. It's all done through campaigns. So if you see someone who's more successful than you running a campaign to promote a product, you can be pretty sure that product works. That product is acceptable to clients. Like, clients like it. So if you reverse engineer it, you can look at that. You know, success leaves clues. You can look at that and you can say, well, gee, if it's working for them and they sell something similar to me, well, then maybe I should create something like that. And that's what I've been doing for 3 years, is reverse engineering the people that are way ahead of me by looking at what is it they run campaigns on, and then asking myself, well, I wonder if I should do the same thing because it's working for them. So does that make sense, Stephanie?
It makes so much sense.
So there's three questions. Where do I want to be 3 years? Am I willing to do a bit of extra work right now to create passive income for later? And then thirdly, what else do my clients need? So what I want to walk through.
I was just going to say, I think we're at the perfect time for this call, actually, because as we start to slip into summer mode, and for a lot of us it's a little bit less busy, this is the perfect time to be thinking about our systems, our campaigns, our product creation. Perfect timing.
My goodness, it is such a good point. You know, as much as you want to fight it in our business, it is seasonal. And you have 9 months of productivity. You've got middle of January through the end of June, all the way from September to the middle of December. So I got 9 months of productivity, and I understand that, you know, that's a busy time. But here's another thing that I've learned, is that even in those 9 months, you need to keep your eye on how you're creating passive income, because the easiest excuse, and I know this so well from all these years of doing this, but also from the tourism industry, the easy excuse is to say you're busy. And because I'm so busy taking care of my clients. But, you know, the reality is, let's be honest. I mean, I've probably delivered over 2,000 keynotes, and absolutely I put a lot of work into those keynotes, and absolutely I do everything. I do pre-interviews. We do post-interviews. I mean, we do everything we can to deliver a great keynote. But, you know, I can –
it's,
you know,
polished.
It's polished. Like, I know how to do that stuff. Yes. And so if I can just take – 20 or 30% of my day and focus on this other stuff, that's a great thing to be investing on. So if I can keep my eye on this next ebook that I'm creating, or my series of webinars, or whatever it is, so we can do it even though it's busy. All right, here we go. 7 income streams. And so if you got a piece of paper in front of you, I suggest you turn to a fresh piece of paper, and you can write down these 7. So write down on the left-hand side 1 through 7. So 1 through 7, I'm going to go through these 7. And I'm going to walk you through, and this is just my story. This is what I'm doing, and I know there's a lot of very clever people that tune in to these webinars, because one thing about the CAPS webinars that you're doing such a great job with, Stephanie, is it tends to attract the people that really are working hard at their business. So I know I'm speaking to smart people. But let's do 1 through 7. So number one is what I get paid for live events. So right now for me that's 70%. It's actually 67.5%, but let's call it 70% of my income comes from live events. So that's my keynotes and that's my breakouts. I don't really do much of anything else anymore. I'm a certified facilitator, but I rarely do any facilitation. I because of where I'm at with my business, my life, whatever you want to call it. I'm just not that interested in writing reports anymore, and I've done that for so many years that I stick to keynotes and breakouts. So I'm a conference guy. That's what I do. And
you pick what
you
love,
right? That's what I love, right? Yeah, in the last 7 days, I did 4 of them. And so that's what I do. So that's 70%. Now, my goal is to make it 30%. So I want live presentations to be 30%. So as I increase my income, which we're doing every year, I want that to actually become 30%, and 70% will actually come from non-speaking events. Okay, number 2 is coaching. So both I coach and Sarah coaches. So Sarah Levine, who works for me, coaches. And we're in our brand spanking new office in beautiful Kelowna. We're in one of the best parts of Kelowna, this beautiful little district that we're in. We just moved in last month. We're pretty excited. We've got an 800 square foot office here. Yeah, it's awesome. We had it all renovated. And so Sarah is coaching, and so she coaches people specifically on how to run webinars, and she is amazing at it. But not only does she coach them, she shakes them through the entire technical setup. So she sets up their opt-in form, she sets up their AWeb.
Anthony, are you there? We take this break for a musical interlude. I'm just going to ask our technical support. Anthony, if he's on the line here.
Okay, I just finished dancing.
Hi.
That was
that was fun.
That was great. Okay, back. So coaching is really important. Sarah coaches people on how to run webinars, and I coach only a few people at a time on how to grow their expert business. So just like I'm doing right now. So I invite people to get a hold of me, and they can talk to me about me helping them with their business. But I only work with a few people at a time just because of my schedule. So that's 5% of our income comes from actually coaching, and that goes on year long. So that's 12 months a year. And then the third category of income in my income stream is online courses. And this is one that I'm, you know, really excited about. I just launched in April my third online course, and this one is a real winner. And so my online courses are video-based with handouts and transcripts and MP3 recordings, but it's all based on video. So my last one is called The Time Freedom Formula, and at thetimefreedomformula.com, you can go and check it out and see how we sell it. And it's a very simple, you know, just under $200, 7-day, 15 minutes a day course, and it's amazing. So I sell it back of room, and people are buying it now throughout the week. So right now, we are looking at 13% of our income coming from an online course. And just to put this into context, 13% of my income. So, for example, last week I looked up the numbers before I got on the call. We sold $750 worth of that program. So that's $750 coming in 1 week for at zero cost, and I didn't have to really do anything. And so online courses, if you haven't investigated them, you should contact me, and I can tell you what I've learned about them, because one of the mistakes that people need to know that people make typically is they overbuild them. They make them so big, no one finishes them, and you bury yourself for months and months, and it doesn't serve people. It's like writing a 500-page book that no one will read. So online courses are an amazing resource. It's easier and easier to build them. This is our third go at it, and I think we've really figured it out this time. So I'm in love with online courses. I think they're a great service for people. So that's 13% of our income this year, which is huge.
Yeah, that's,
and I
okay,
see that.
Can I ask you a question about that?
Please.
So you're selling that from the back of the room as well? So you'd sell the online course just like you sell a book?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And so are they actually signing up, paying you at the back of the room, or
they
just telling people?
Form? They give me a form. We sign them up at the office. Yeah.
Okay.
So they just fill in a form with their credit card, and then that goes to the office, and then we just sign them up. It's really easy.
So that's a great idea, right? Because if you leave people with things, well, they'll do it when they get home or whatever. You're probably
no.
90% of those sales.
No. Sign them up right away. And we just tell them, look, you'll be on tomorrow. And it's super easy. And then we have a whole email sequence that goes out to them automatically as soon as they register. So automatically they go into a 4-email sequence, which encourages them and gives them little tips and then finishes with a survey. So we, at the end, we survey them to see how it all went for them. And so, you know, we're continuing to refine it, but it's basically automated right now. The only thing we have to do is list a credit card if they don't do it online. So some people go online and they just buy it, in which case it's completely automated. But if I sell it back of room, we just have to punch in the credit card and then it goes.
Okay, that makes
sense. So that's 30% of our income, and that's probably going to be one of our biggest growth areas. Book sales. So I sell quite a lot of books, so that generates about 5% of our total income. And the book sales are in four categories. So there is back of room sales for my book, Give Me a Break. So right now that generates about $10,000 a year, back of room sales. And then there is the same book, which is on Amazon through Lightning Source. So that's a print on demand service for a paperback. And that generates about $2,000 extra a year. Then there's the same book in Kindle, and that generates a little over $1,000 a year, so about $100 a month in Kindle. And then we have other books we're going to be loading up this year. So in total this year, we expect all book sales to be about 5%. So it's really good. And so we now are going to be taking my ebooks and just simply loading them up onto Kindle. And we have no interest in publishing them. It's just going to be a Kindle book. And the whole idea is that on Amazon, 30% of people buy a second book when they buy one book. So the idea is that when they buy Give Me a Break, they will see my other books and they'll buy those as well.
Of course they will.
Yes, they were. They were smart. We're going to be adding number 5 is membership. So we're going to be adding that later this year. And I'm really excited about putting that into place. Lots of questions to be answered there. But we have bought the technology now to run it. So we have that back end. So we have all the back end that we need. It's just now really a question of what I want to load into that membership. And so I'm really excited about putting that out and offering that to our followers and to see where that goes. But we anticipate in this first year that membership will be about 2% of our income. But I think it's going to be a really exciting platform for us to develop, and I think it's going to really serve people as well. So we're looking at just how to make it completely different from, you know, well, anything else, like how to make it just an amazing resource for people that really want to do what we call create real results and a rich life. So that's membership number 5. So we're looking at about 2% from that. And then we have events. So this year, I'll be hosting four events. Now, events, the way I do them now, which is focused on the expert community, so people that are speakers and seminar leaders and authors and coaches, they aren't as big a moneymaker, quite frankly, as when I used to run conferences. However, I think they're a really important way for me to stay in touch with people and learn what people are going through, what their needs are. So I still like to run them. So, for example, we did an event in January, and it wasn't, quite frankly, it wasn't really a big moneymaker. I co-led it with an amazing guy named Mike Zabersky from Vancouver, who runs a company called Consulting Success. And it wasn't a huge moneymaker, but I think it was just an amazing, it was a great experience. And we had something like we had about 15 or 16 people, and everybody got the hot seat. And so for one day, it was called Focus, for one day we just focused on their business for the next 12 months. And we ran it in January, and we're going to do it again in September. One day, focus on your future business. And it's just a really cool way for people to get a lot of advice really quickly. And then Mike and I ran little mini workshops as well throughout the day. So that's not a huge moneymaker for us, but it's a really exciting event. So we call that Focus. And then I'm doing an event this year on June the 13th, which is going to be called Keynote. And it's got a very simple goal. And the goal is how to make more money as a speaker, and whether you're a trainer or a speaker. And so already we have lots of requests for this. And so I think it's going to fill right up. And it's going to be one day in Vancouver, June the 13th, Friday the 13th of all things. And it's going to be just on how to make money. So that's going to be a really fun event. And again, I'm looking forward to just learning what people's needs are. That one, you know, I think that it'll do quite well as well financially, but it's really more for me to just explore different ways to serve people. And then we have our big event of the year, which we call the Advanced Speaker Academy, and that will be at the very end of October on the 31st. And that's a three-day speaker training program where I bring in guest speakers. So we usually have people from the speaking bureau business. We have people that are story writers, humorists, come in to help me out. And that's an amazing event. So that's very limited access, and we're going to be selling tickets this year starting next month for that one.
What you've done that I think other people need to ask themselves is you've gotten super targeted on the market that you want to reach, right?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I actually served two markets. Great, you pointed that out. So the way I did it is I decided to focus on my content, but to serve multiple markets. So there's a couple of ways we can do it in the industry, obviously. You can focus on a single market and you can go deep. And so you can have multiple topics for a single market. I decided to have one topic and have multiple markets. So my topic is creating real results and a rich life. So it's marrying productivity with quality of life. And I serve the expert community, and that's what those events are for. But I also have a lot of clients. Our biggest proportion of our list and all of my keynote speaking is actually to the corporate audience.
Okay.
So events are going to be just over 6% this year. That's with four events. And then we move on to one of the most exciting opportunities and one that everybody, if you don't want to go rent a hotel room, one that everybody can do, and that's affiliate sales. Now, so I want to explain to you how we do affiliate sales. And keep in mind, this is just it's a work in progress and we're pretty new to it, but I'm super excited with the results that we're getting already. So the easiest way to start with affiliate sales is with something called Amazon Associates. And so I'm sure everybody's aware of Amazon Associates. But Amazon Associates is where you simply refer people to an Amazon product, and they have like a million products. Remember, Amazon is not just a bookseller. They are the world's largest bookseller, but they sell everything. And so you simply apply to Amazon Associates. And you can do that just by going to affiliate-program.amazon.com. So affiliate-program.amazon.com. And you simply apply. And when you apply, you are given a code. And that code tells Amazon that they need to pay you for that sale. And that's how it works. And when all you have to do, for example, is let's say you're writing a blog, and you are referring to a book that you've really enjoyed. You just go onto Amazon, you grab the 10-digit product code, you drop it into this little URL, put your code on the end, and now you get paid. Now, you don't get paid a lot of money. You get paid about 4%, but you don't get paid a lot of money. But for us, it's about $100 a month, and I can see it growing all the time. And so for me, that's well worth it. For me to be getting, $100 a month for just dropping a few codes here and there, and we're very transparent about that. We let people know we're an affiliate with Amazon, but it's just an extra cash. It's kind of like play money that you're getting for really not a lot of effort. And you're going to refer people, you're recommending that book anyways. And so, for example, let's suppose that you're a technology person or you help people to get set up as a speaker or whatever. You can refer to them all the different technology tools that you use. So you can really get creative with that. So that's the easiest affiliate program to create.
And I think it goes without saying that we're already doing that with things we think are valuable, right? We're coming from a place of integrity. We're not just hucking a bunch of stuff out there because we get a percentage of it. We're going to be coming from a place of integrity.
Exactly right. And then Amazon just, in my case, I actually deposit the money right into my credit card. So I just get money every month into my credit card, and it's just this neat little thing. And so it's super easy to do. And by the way, you can get affiliate sales for your own book.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So you can get a double whammy. So you not only get paid for referring to your book, you get paid because it's your book. So you get both.
That's funny.
The second type of affiliate sales is not any more complicated, and that is where you go direct to the manufacturer. So I'll give you an example, and then we'll talk about how people on the call can do this. So for example, in our we do a webinar about every 3 weeks, and if people have not looked into webinars like what Stephanie is doing right now, I highly recommend you look at webinars because, or teleseminars for that matter, but we have discovered that webinars, which is where people can hear your voice and see the screen, webinars are the number one marketing tool for my keynotes. And so we do one every 3 weeks, and we found a product called Meeting Burner. And we like Meeting Burner, and we've learned how to use it, and it's very simple. It's quite inexpensive. And so we are an affiliate for Meeting Burner. So when we recommend Meeting Burner, we say go to hughculver.com/Meeting Burner. And when people do that, the very fact that they use that link, hughculver.com/Meeting Burner, once they use that link once, Meeting Burner will remember that cookie that they placed on that site. So in other words, once they use that URL once, Meeting Burner recognizes you if you come back a week later and you purchased a membership. And then what happens is every month I get paid. So just as an example, last year, my membership to Meeting Burner cost $190. So we have a bit of a deal on it, but we paid $190 for the whole year, but we earned $433. So just by recommending the product, and it's going up every year. So it's kind of a simple thing to do. So we have affiliates. And again, we're transparent. If you go on to hughculver.com and look at goodies, you'll see that we explain that these are affiliate products, but we have affiliates with, MindMeister, which is my preferred mind mapping tool. So we have affiliates with all sorts of different products, and some of them we have no affiliate with. It just depends on what their arrangement is. We only are affiliates for products that we like and that we use, and so we're not going to be an affiliate for a bunch of junk. But if we like Meeting Burner, we use it all day long. I mean, or not all day long, but certainly at least a couple times a month we're using it. Well, why don't we become an affiliate? Why don't we refer people to it? So that's very simple. Most websites for products like a Meeting Burner or an AWeber or a lot of the technology services that people use online, if you just scroll to the bottom, you'll see either a link for partners or affiliates. And often it's completely automated for you to go in, log in, and to become an affiliate. And then you're simply given a unique code, a URL code, and as long as you use that code, they will track the sales back to you.
Okay, that makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, it's simple. And so,
it would be cool if you just put the challenge out there. So how about pick one thing? Like look around, pick one thing this week that you might be interested in being an affiliate with, and do a little research on that and see if you can add one little stream to your pot there. My challenge.
Absolutely. Right. And so, for example, people may be using a resource to find their virtual assistant. They may be using a typing service. They may the website hosting service that they use to host their website. There's just tons of companies out there that would love to partner up with you so that you, who is a loyal user who loves the product, can promote them. And it's just a great win-win because they're looking to be successful. You're looking to be successful, so now you can support each other. And it's no different in my mind than if someone was to call me up and say, "Hey, Hugh, what product do you use for webinars?" Like, "Hey, well, Meeting Burner. We think Meeting Burner is great. You should go use Meeting Burner." So the thing to understand here is that with affiliate programs, it does not cost anybody any more money. They pay exactly the same as everybody else. In fact, with Meeting Burner, they actually get a discount through our code. But you get rewarded for just pushing a little bit of business their way. The third type of affiliate income.
Can I ask you one more thing about that?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Do you do that like even as a Facebook link or like that kind of thing? Like when you do your social media, would you like, "Hey, I just read a good book," and would you promote it that way as well?
Yep, you bet. Always use it. Always. And so we just have a simple Excel chart, and we just keep updating these all the time. So at a moment's notice, I can look at that chart, grab that link. So let's say I'm referring back to Charles Duhigg, The Power of Habits. I love that book. Or Kelly McGonigal, The Willpower Instinct. Or just name any book you can think of. Mm-hmm. If I'm referring people to that book, I just go into the Excel chart, grab that link, and I use that link.
Okay.
And we're done. And then and then you can be done. And if you're using a plugin in WordPress, like it's called PrettyLink, and PrettyLink is a free plugin in WordPress. What's really great with PrettyLink is you can create, make that link look like whatever you want. So my affiliate link to MeetingBurner is hughcalvert.com/MeetingBurner. Well, that's not what they sent me. They sent me a bunch of, you know, garbled up URL with all sorts of codes in it. So you open up your website and in WordPress, you click on PrettyLink on the left-hand side because you've installed it as a plugin. You say to PrettyLink, I want this link to go to this garbled up URL that they sent me, but I want you to call it /MeetingBurner. Hit create link, and now that's your link forever. So anytime I'm on a podcast talking to my audience, I can say, oh, by the way, we use MeetingBurner. Just go to hughcalvert.com/MeetingBurner. And so that's how you do it.
Okay. That's, yeah, and I did check that out after I heard you talk about it last time. So PrettyLink's pretty,
yeah,
pretty smart.
Yeah, PrettyLink. It's free. The third type of affiliate program is where you promote other people. And this is really very exciting. So, you know, Stephanie, you and I have had lots of conversations around who's doing what and who's up to what and who do you recommend and who you're learning from. Well, the reality is that people want your advice. People want to know who is it you're learning from. And so we've only just started to do this, but I can tell you from a campaign that we recently ran, with only two emails, we generated about another 2% of our income from only two emails. And all we did was we invited people to come to a free webinar to meet this person. And of course, during the webinar, this person explained all about their product. So we said, look, this person has a great product. You should come and learn about it. Come to this webinar. And that's all we had to do. So we're going to be looking at other opportunities, but we only do it again for programs that we use ourselves and that we have learned from. And of course, with people that we really trust and respect. So that's another fantastic opportunity. Now, in order for this to work, that person, the host, the person that you're promoting, they have to have they have to have either a One Shopping Cart, AWeber, Infusionsoft, Office Autopilot. They've got to have some kind of a back-end system that will generate affiliate links and track them. So, but, you know, that's the only caveat. They have to have that, but if they've got that, you can just ask them, hey, can I be an affiliate to your program? And it's as simple as that. There's even conferences where they invite you to be an affiliate. If you're going to come to the conference anyways, a lot of conferences now will invite you to be an affiliate. And so if you're going to promote the fact that you're going to the conference, you may find that six or seven other people are going to find out about that conference through you. They just simply click on your advertisement, your link, your little widget box or whatever, and now you get paid for helping to promote that same conference. So it's all about sharing the advice you would normally share anyways and just simply getting a little bit of a reward. So there you go. So there's my seven income streams, and it obviously probably doesn't add up to 100%, but it's pretty roughly 100%. And my goal, as I said earlier, is that the live component will move towards 30 over the next 33 years, and everything else will move towards 70%. So there you go.
I love the way you've planned it. Intentional, deliberate, purposeful, and leading the pack with fun, what you want to be doing, what you're great at, and with the ultimate goal of passive income and getting to design your own life. So brilliant all around.
Right.
I think that we can take the lines off mute. And if anyone has questions for Hugh, this would be your opportunity to let us know if you do. So I'm going to just check and see that Anthony is going to unmute us, I think. Did you
have
any questions?
Question.
Who we got?
My name is Mona.
Hello, Mona.
I didn't get that link, that meetingburner.com. Can you spell it, please?
Oh, sure. So the link for us is hughcalvert.com/meetingburner.
Is that B-I-D-I or B-I-T-I?
A burner, like burner on stove. Meeting
right.
Burner. Yeah, B-U-R-N-E-R.
Oh,
meeting
so
burner.
It's hughcalvert.com/BIDI burner?
No, I'm sorry, meeting burner, M-E-E-T-I-N-G, Okay. B-U-R-N-E-R, meeting burner, like we're going to a meeting.
You.
Yeah, meeting burner.
Thank you.
And Mona?
Yes?
While I have you on the call, which one of those seven is one that you're going to go and investigate? Obviously, I guess the affiliates, is that the one?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. And again, as we were talking about, just look for products that you already enjoy and you really mm-hmm. trust. Those are the ones to promote.
Right.
Great. Thanks,
and
Mona.
And the Amazon one I have.
Yes.
I need that repeated, please, the link.
Oh, sure. The Amazon one is affiliate,
mm-hmm.
affiliate-program.
Got that.
.amazon.com.
Yes. Oh,
that's
I
it.
See. Thanks.
And then it'll walk you right through it. It's very simple.
Thank
it's just
you
a,
so much.
A free
really
sign
appreciate
up. You bet,
it.
Mona. You bet. My pleasure.
Does anybody else have a question for Hugh or want to perhaps be challenged on how you might take one of his ideas and actually implement it? Because Hugh, as you mentioned before, you know, a lot of us, we hear this and we go, yeah, that's a good idea, that's a good idea. But then we all close our computer and go about what we were doing before. We don't actually do anything different.
That's okay. I did that for 18 years.
Well, let's challenge ourselves to take it to the next
yeah,
level.
And I have to say something about this industry. You know, there's a funny thing about our industry because, you know, quite frankly, we get paid very, very well. And I think it's easy for our ego to tell us we're doing really well. But I know a lot of broke speakers. Like, I know a lot of speakers that get paid really well, but they don't really have anything else that's bringing in money. So they've gone to all this work, all this education, all this time invested to learn what they've learned, and they're good. They're really good. Like, they know their stuff. All I'm suggesting is, why don't you just put a little effort in and start to actually serve people in a different way? Because chasing after live events or more coaching clients is really, that's a lot of work, and it's not very scalable. There's only so many, you know, events that you can actually be at in a year, and there's only so many events available. So just start looking at how do you build your list. That's something that's a whole other conversation we should have, is how do you build your list, but how else can you serve people that will also bring revenue your way?
Well, you know, the other thing that I am thinking about is just for your own sanity and peace of mind, we're well and healthy and travelable, if that's a word, I'm not sure, but today, right, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring, and if,
right.
you know, we are our business, and we can't get on a plane. It's a little bit different, and it's a little bit scary when you think about it.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, it looks like you and I are the only one talking, so which is...
Well, okay, so if we've got a window, and I really encourage people, if you have questions after this call or you listen to this as a recording, is just get a hold of me, and you can reach me at hugh@hughculver.com. So just go hugh@hughculver.com. I'll answer everybody's request. But I really would encourage you to just start looking at what I shared today. And again, this is just my version. There's lots of other smart people that are smarter than me that have really invented really great models. And just decide which one am I going to put some energy into. For example, if you've never written a book, you should at least have a book on Kindle. You can take an existing book, a PDF, you can upload it to Amazon Kindle in about 10 minutes. You get paid 70% commission, and you don't have to have an ISBN number or anything else. You just simply have to upload it. You just need to have a JPEG cover image. That's all you
only
have,
a
picture of the cover.
Too.
Yeah, you don't need a sidebar or a binding. You don't need a back cover, nothing. And so it could not be any easier. And if you're not sure how to do it, there are a ton of great books out there. Often they're free or 97 cents on how to do this. And so go on to Amazon Kindle and just spend a few minutes, find a couple of books on how to do it, read them over the weekend, and educate yourself. And then upload your next ebook and just get it on Kindle. And now you're an author, and now you're making a few dollars. And then just start building that way. But
then buy the book,
more
press it on Kindle.
Yes. But the more you dabble into this and the more you experiment, the more you're going to learn what's possible for you. So it's great to strategize and think about this stuff, but just get your feet wet and you're going to learn a lot.
And I know, Hugh, big thing for you now, we haven't really talked about it yet, but podcasting.
Yes, yeah. So I started podcasting a year ago. We're now at episode I can't remember, but like I think we're at episode 40 or 38 or something like that. And so podcasting is another, it's much more complicated. It's not for everybody because, you know, just like you, Stephanie, it's kind of like a little radio show and there's all sorts of technical stuff that you've got to figure out. However, you know, the numbers are pretty amazing. There's only about 250,000 podcasts in the world, whereas there are something like, you know, 400 million blogs. So it is a new emerging media source. It's completely mobile. The average Canadian spends 30 minutes in their car each way to work. So podcasting is a fantastic way to reach people. And I envision it. I'm just cracking the surface. Mine's called Experts Enterprise, by the way, Experts Enterprise. And we talk
which
about
which I
all
would highly encourage people to tune into, for sure. It's a great
thank
expert.
You. Thank you.
People in our industry, and there's great content.
Yeah.
Well-delivered and...
yeah, thanks. And it's opened a lot of really great doors for me because I have to reach out, obviously, and contact some of these A-listers and ask if I can interview them. So podcasting is really great. And this is a whole other topic we can get onto in a different webinar event. One thing that I also really recommend that everybody does that's listening to this call is that they do find a way, like I'm talking about in the next 30 days, to get on other people's platform. So if you're not getting enough traffic, if you're not getting enough attention, if you're posting blog posts and nobody's looking at them, it's because you're going back to the same people all the time. So you need to get on other people's platform. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to either write a guest post where you write a blog for someone else's blog, a guest post, or you get interviewed. And most podcasts, especially business podcasts, are interview-based. So that means that every week they're looking for an expert that they can interview, and that, you know, might as well be you. And then what happens is now you're on their platform. And then pretty soon it will start to snowball, and you will start to find that you are now being recognized as an authority. You're getting new sales or new traffic driving to your site. And so you can't just keep pounding away at the same list. You got to go out there and get on other people's platforms.
No, and that makes sense. And if I can just speak to that for a moment, as a broadcast radio show host, I know that we are always looking for content. We're always looking for people who we don't have to worry about. So if I know someone's a professional speaker, I know I don't have to worry about dead airtime. I know if somebody is an author, pretty much it's a guarantee to get on my show if it's a fit under the Your Life Unlimited umbrella, because I know that I don't have to worry about them not bringing some expert content to the table. So I'll just tell people listening, if you haven't pitched me, then you should definitely send me a pitch for what you would like to do, and be happy to perhaps give you your very first radio interview or your 1,000th radio interview or whatever, expose you to a new audience.
What's your contact? How
it's
would
yourlifeunlimited.ca.
Sorry?
Pretty much all of this stuff. What I really want to say about being a guest is make the job easy for the host. Like, make it as easy as possible, like a no-brainer for us to say yes to you. We want to say yes to you. But don't make us work. Don't make us, like, send them your book. You know, don't ask them a million questions. Find out about the show before you ask a bunch of questions. Find out to see if it's a fit. Let them know how you can be of value, bring value to their listeners. Know who their listeners are rather than asking them, burdening them with so many questions. So much of the questions we ask, a quick Google search would get you the answer. So make it easy.
Your website again, please.
yourlifeunlimited.ca.
Thanks.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah, it's totally great. And I think,
hey, Hugh.
You know, it's a funny little story I'll share with you. So last summer I was learning how to ride a unicycle with my youngest daughter. And, you know, we were finally successful after 2 years of really, really working hard. And so we enjoyed all last summer riding unicycles, which was really, really a gas. But what struck me, what it was a tipping point for me, was I watched a little YouTube video on how to ride a unicycle. And this person at the end said, always make a different mistake.
I love it.
And I thought, isn't that a great mantra for life? And I went outside and I tried different ways. And within an hour, I was riding a unicycle because I realized that I was struggling away, trying to do the same thing over and over again. And I think that what's been a tipping point for me in my business, if I could say there's one thing in the last 3 years, is to, and this, I mean this quite literally, is every day I do two things religiously. I invest in learning and I write. And it's not a perfect science, and I certainly have not got it all figured out, and I'm sure there's people listening to this call, and they're way ahead of where I'm at, but I invest in learning and I write. So I listen to podcasts. So I've got about 8 or 10 people that I follow all the time, and I listen to their podcasts. This morning I listened to two podcasts, and I listen to podcasts. And secondly, I write. So every day I write for 2 hours from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. And even if that writing never gets published, that writing really helps me to be able to articulate my arguments, get clear about my thinking, create proprietary frameworks. What's that?
Just a great discipline for yourself.
Like, it is. And so those two things were a huge turning point for me. And previous to to 3 years ago, I never did any of that stuff. And so being kind of humble and realizing there's way smarter people out there that are way ahead of me was a huge, it really improved my situation.
Yeah, and you know what? We encourage our audiences to do all these things too, right? To continue on that lifelong path of learning, and we got to do the same thing. So I think we can get a little full of ourselves too, being at the front of the room thinking that we're all brilliant. But there's a lot more that we don't know than that we do. So I think having said that, we are at the top of the hour in Winnipeg, where I am anyway. So Hugh, I'm just going to send out a big thank you to you first of all, for your service to CAPS in the past years as board of directors, the webinar series, the brilliance that you've brought in. It still remains. All the webinars are on the website, so you can tap into those at any time while you're making dinner or whatever you're doing. That's a great way to do the online learning, so you can keep listening to what Hugh's done over the past few years, and a lot of that stuff is really, really is timeless. Thank you for sharing your journey and your 7 streams of income and being available to other people who have questions as we go forward. But any parting comments? I'll give you 1 minute to just wrap it up if you'd like.
Sure, you bet. So one of my favorite topic to talk about is about turning things into habits. And so if you can listen, I've listened to today's call and you think that there's something that you need to work on, I would really encourage you to turn it into a habit. And so what I mean by that is, that you're going to do it automatically every day, regardless of whatever is going on. So, for example, even though I, still speak 45 times a year, I still write every morning, even though I'm at some hotel about to go speak in a couple of hours. So I've turned that into a habit. Even though I'm a pretty busy guy, I still look at my analytics every week to see what's going on with my website and what's going on with my podcast and what the numbers actually are. And I have, all sorts of habits around my finances, and I have habits around my writing. And so if you can turn anything into a habit, you're going to be much more successful, and you won't be having to think and worry about these sorts of things. So just look at what habits do you need to create in the next 30 days that are going to actually make you much more successful as a content creator, and as someone that serves other people, and as someone that is creating wealth for yourself.
Sounds like great, great advice, great tips. Thank you once again, HughCulver.com, to find out more information. Thank you to Anthony for making us sound good today. And as usual, it's Stephanie Staples encouraging you to live your life unlimited. See you next time.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Really appreciate it.
Great. My pleasure. Thanks. Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you, Hugh. Thank you.